Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Neil in Georgia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Scott, I'm an 80-year-old, long-suffering Atlanta sports fan. I heard your show last night talking about Trae Young and Bridges from Michigan State.
Right.
I have not even watched the draft tonight because I knew what was coming. I came upstairs and turned on the radio, and they're interviewing Trae Young. Sure enough, I can't believe it. They have screwed it up again.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that, Neil, that they've screwed up because, like, there's no denying at all that the guy can flat-out shoot the rock. I mean, he's going to score in the NBA without a doubt. He can shoot, and my problem with him is this is just me. Durability. Because he got tired in 30 games. He was dead tired after 20. I mean, he was mauled. Every time he played, he got just attacked and grabbed and clutched and held. And, I mean, they cheat to stop him because he scores so much. So I thought at the end of the year, from conference play until the tournament ouster, they should have never been in the tournament. That was a terrible team. That was the biggest heist ever, that they got the last NCAA bid or whatever, one of the last ones. He was terrible, in my view, the last 2 months of the season. Did nothing. Plays no defense. Did nothing. This is the facts. There's no denying it. No one can sit here and argue with me. I mean, sure, he had games where he scored, but they never won. I mean, so he could score all you want. If you don't win, it doesn't matter if you have 35 points. You don't win. So, if you're a great scorer, but you don't win, you remind me of Markelle Fultz. Great scorer, never won, and now look at him. He never plays. And then everybody says he's injured and everything else. He came back at the end of the season. He was fine, right? And then they never played him 1 minute in the playoffs. So they are promising in Philly that that guy's going to be a star one day, and I'll believe it when I see it. I even had a problem watching Simmons with that one-point playoff game. I thought he was terrible. But I do believe that he can score, and I think his problem is going to be the length of the season, and if they don't play him and he sits on the end of that bench in Atlanta, he's going to get depressed. I mean, that kid's going to be in a rubber room. I don't think he's got the bones, if you ask me, to handle sitting. He's a guy that has played always. He's always been a star. Right? He's the man. He's the guy that does everything. So if they don't play him because of the NBA, you know, there's guys that are going to be like, you're not playing in front of me. But if they sit him and he doesn't play, that guy will go nuts there. I mean, his life, he won't know what hit him. He won't know how to function on his own. He's going to have somebody around him at all times, if you ask me, like family, moms, friends. I don't know. Friends is not a good idea. I take that back. But someone that loves him, that truly cares about him, because I don't think he can handle being sitting at the end of the bench in the NBA. And I think, and let me just say, because I lived in Atlanta three times as well, this is it's just an atrocious franchise. I mean, they are just absolute hot, smelly landfill garbage. This is a terrible NBA franchise. That's all there is to it. And they have a history of failure. And they are a loser organization. That's all they've ever been. This is a terrible spot for this kid to end up in, a franchise that sucks for the history of their entire existence. They've never done anything. Am I wrong? The only thing good that ever happened to the NBA Atlanta Hawks was Dominique Wilkins. That's it. Boom. There's nothing else to say. I was more popular in Atlanta than the Hawks when I lived there three times. And that's a fact. And that damn bird of theirs, that stupid hawk mascot, I think he slept with my wife. Honest to God, I think he actually impregnated her. Can you say that on the radio? Are we on the air? Check 1, 2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.